Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Para, Chapter 1, Mishnahs 3 and 4. In Mishnah 3, Kvasim, lambs, B'nei Shana, that are 1 year old, Ve'elim, or rams, B'nei Shtayim, 2 years old, V'kulam miyom liyom, and all from day to day. Meaning, it's counted from the day of the birth, and not in terms of the general calendar year. So a lamb born on the first of Elul will not have its first year completed in Tishrei, the beginning of the new calendar year, but on the first of Elul of the following year. Bein Shlosha Asar Chodesh, so a 13-month-old animal, Eino Kasher, Lo La'ayel V'lo L'keves, is not kasher for being a ram or a lamb to be offered. Rabbi Tarfon korehu palgas, and Rabbi Tarfon calls it a palgas. Ben Azai korim noked, and Ben Azai calls it a noked. Rabbi Yishmael korehu prakdigma, and Rabbi Yishmael calls it a prakdigma. Hakrivu, but if he offered it already, mevi alav nikse ayil, so he must bring for it the drink offerings of a ram. V'lo ala lo mizbacho, and it is not counted as his offering. Bein shlosha asar chodesh v'yom echad, har ze ayil. Once it's 13 months and 1 day old, then it counts as a ram, as an ayil. Now, when Rabbi Tarfon calls it a palgas, so that's a Greek word meaning no longer an infant, but not yet a youth. So it's no longer a lamb, but it's not yet a ram. Some explain this word in Hebrew as plaggas, half of a large size. Ben Azai calls it a noked, and some read nakud, a sheep whose place is in the pasture and is not fit to be offered. And Rav Yishmael calls it a prachadigma, which is a Greek term for a coin invalidated by a new king until his own image is put on top of it. So similarly, a 13-month-old has shed the designation of lamb, but it's not a ram until it's 13 and 1 day. And so if you brought the 13-month-old as an offering, we said you have to bring drink offerings of a ram, which is 2/10 of an ephah of the fine flour and 1/3 of a hin of oil and 1/3 of a hin of wine. And you bring that, and it doesn't count as his required offering. So if he's pledged to offer a ram or a lamb, and he brought a 13-month-old, which is in between the two, so he's not fulfilled his obligation. It's its own creature in of itself. Once it's one more day, 13 and 1, then it counts as a ram. Mishnah 4. Chatos hasibur v'lo sehen, so the sin offerings of a community and their burnt offerings. Chatas hayachid v'ashem nazir v'ashem mitzora k'sherin miyom shloshim v'hala. Ba'af b'yom shloshim. So the guilt offering of the Nazirite, the Nazir, the guilt offering of Mitzora, all of these are fit from the 30th day and on. Even on the 30th day accounts. V'im hakrivum b'yom shmini, and if you offer them on the 8th day, k'sherim, they are fit. Nedarim unedavos, offerings for vows and designated offerings. Habakor v'hamaser v'hapesach, offerings for the firstborn, for Miser and for the Pesach offering, kasher miyom hashmini v'halo, are fit from the 8th day and on. V'af biyom hashmini, and even including that 8th day. So we can see that unlike the ram, even on the actual day, it's not in between, but it is considered a kosher. It is considered a kosher offering. Some explain that the Pesach, even though it's obligatory, is still fit from the 8th day and on because they required many lambs, and it might not be enough if you would only count them from 30 days and on. And that is the reason given by the Maharam, and you can see another similar reason in the Bar Tanura. Tomorrow we will go out to Chapter 2, Mishnahs 1 and 2.